All right. Now, just a couple weeks ago, I saw a play down at the L.A. Theater Center that, and I have to tell you, I missed the opening night through my own fault and went the next day, and I was sitting there, and I was just mesmerized by what I saw. And the play is, we're going to be talking with the author of the play, and the play is Rules of Seconds, and as I said, it's at the L.A. Theater Center, and the author's name is John Polono. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Why don't you tell people what the play is about?
Sure. So it's a, you know, it's a theatrical experience, like what I like to call it. It's a play, takes place in 1855 in Boston, and it's a sort of deep dive on the Code de Duelo, which is the series of rules that were created to govern people who get into duels. And it's really about toxic masculinity and sort of the shackles of manhood from back then. And it's this sort of a huge ensemble. There's 10 actors and about 15 different characters, and it's at its core, it's about a guy who gets challenged to a duel who doesn't fit the definition of what a man is of the time, and he has to enlist his estranged brother to be his second, and then they sort of try to navigate it, and then to bloody conclusions. So in a nutshell, that's what it is. But it's a very dark comedy with some, you know, thriller tense moments and some drama there. It's a bunch of stuff.
And there's a way that this that you present this that actually makes it so universal. It's really a trip because you're looking at it, and yeah, it's like in what, 1855 or something?
Right.
And, you know, you're looking at this, and at the same time, the very same things that are being fought out today in a lot of ways are actually being fought out on the stage in front of you. And I think, you know, from the relationship between white people and black people, from, you know, immigrants and the system, and from men and women, and particularly men and women. And the one character that really stands out, played by Amy Bremerman, right? She played by her, where it's actually, you're looking at this, and for the longest time she's sort of in there in the center of it, but you don't really, you know, you're even the way you've written it and the way it's staged, your attention is drawn more to the male players, and she's sort of there and occupying a central spot, but you're sort of, it's sort of creeping up on you about the importance of the role that she's playing in the play, which I thought was just brilliant the way you did that, man.
Well, absolutely, man. I appreciate that. And, you know, definitely that's what we were going for. You know, and the director, Joe Bonney, who I've worked with a bunch of times, who's just, like, brilliant, and she is just, she brings such an amazing energy and thought to it. Like, nothing happens on that stage that she didn't sort of intend to happen, which is just such a great collaboration. She takes everything and just amplifies it. And especially with Amy's character, very much what you said, you know, she's sort of at the whim of all these guys, and then at the end she finally has enough, and she sort of makes the most sort of climactic decision of the whole play. And, yeah, that's by design. I mean, you know, unfortunately, the play is a lot more resonant than we thought it would be. I mean, a lot of the themes in it we thought would be universal and stuff that's certainly relevant to this time. But it's interesting having a play that's so reflective of the current moment in time we have. And like I said, it's really fascinating to be part of. But at the same time, I would trade all of that to have less volatile times, for sure.
Well, you know, it is interesting because I'm just looking at something that was done in I can't remember where it was, where I saw this, but they were talking about exactly that point, and they were talking about Joe Bonney doing this, making this point that it's a period piece, but John's take on it is very 2017, quick, smart, funny, and socially responsible. And I do think it's interesting when she talks about the mix of characters coming from all strata of society, and the privileged elite, the working class, and immigrants from many cultures. I mean, I was just stunned by how much you managed to fit onto that stage, you know, because it was, and everyone had some way where, you know, to a certain level, there was a certain amount of dignity that, you know, there was all kinds of contradictions that were being wrestled out, and there was a certain dignity to the people that sort of occupy the bottom levels of society. But there was also, even there was all kinds of just, you know, crap that they were doing, you know, in terms of to each other and in relation to women in particular. There was all this stuff that came to a head in every level. And I thought it was amazing that you were able to write this with all of these things going on at once. But staging it was a whole other thing, man, in terms of really keeping all these characters in place and moving in this direction.
Well, I mean, look, I attribute that to Joe Bonney and to this, you know, remarkable cast. I mean, sort of the interesting thing to step back, I mean, this is always, this story in particular, I've written a lot of plays and I make my living as a writer in other ways, but I've stuck with it for so long, it's gone through so many iterations, but I'm part of a group called the Temblers, and we're this Los Angeles playwright collective, and this is our first production, and there's seven of us. Mm. It's a very diverse group, you know, I'm Italian, but I'm like a white guy from all intents and purposes. And being collaborating with such a diverse group has really, really helped, and it informed the last sort of evolution of the play, which originally it was a primarily white cast, and it diversified primarily because I just opened myself up to those experiences and having these collaborators and having these fellow writers and, you know, taking a deep dive on their work and sort of getting it really informed it to become an immigrant story and to be a more accurate cross-section of Boston at that time and America at this time. So, I mean, I'm more proud of that than anything else. I took that leap, and I had the confidence with them at my back, and I'm just so thrilled. And it's been such a great artistic breakthrough, in a sense, to populate something that's truthful, but it's also truthful outside of my own experiences. And that challenge has just opened up so much for me.
You know, and the thing that I was hit by, and I think everybody that was there when I saw it was hit by as well, is, and without giving anything away, but there's a rise that comes up out of this. There's a rise that you know, in a certain sense, you're not really expecting, but it really ties together everything that has happened and actually calls into question all of the things that have been, particularly on the level of, you know, male domination of society and what's happening there and all of the various things that men go through to, you know, as they're marching down across the planet saying men, 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 and destroying the entire planet, you know, and each other. And then there's something that happens at the end, which I thought was brilliant the way that came out, because it both stepped out and it slapped the audience in the head. And really, I mean, I think it just brought everything together in a point that gave the play an extra sharp edge that I thought was really important today.
Well, I'm so glad you say that. I mean, my instinct was to go full throttle and like hit some shit over the head too much. And, you know, Joe was great in sort of pulling me back and saying like, look, let's, we have it. It's enough. And in that particular moment, I think I know what you're talking about towards the end was it, that's the wonderful thing about theater is collaboration with the actors and the director and the designers and everything. And you really feel it taking a life of its own and you listen to it. And that sort of revealed itself in particular. That last scene didn't reveal itself until we were about to go into previews, and it sort of got on its feet, and then, you know, you kind of saw what it was, saw what wasn't working, saw the potential it had, and to finally make that statement and sort of take the piss out of it in a way and subvert the whole thing. And, you know, we really, you look, I mean, the truth of it is, as much as we loved the piece and had so much fun to do it, we were terrified putting it out there for that first couple of shows because we just didn't know what we had. We didn't know if people would connect with it, and you know, I've never written a piece that is so requires the audience to participate, and we really, you know, it was one of the best feelings is to say, oh wow, all our hard work is really connecting.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
Now one more thing, and that is,
sure.
can you tell people how long it's running and where?
Sure. So we run for two more weekends. One of the issues with having such an unbelievable dynamite cast like this is they're all working. So we have a hard stop on April 15th. We run this weekend and the following weekend. We close the following Saturday, and it's at the Los Angeles Theater Center. It's a production with the Temblers and the Latino Theater Company. It's a group production, and you can get tickets at thelatc.org, thelatc.org. There's some discount tickets floating around there, I think, at LH Stage Ticks and stuff like that. But it's a huge theater. It's a great time. There's a bar in the lobby. You can bring your drinks into the theater. I recommend that. And in downtown, by the way, is just it's like hopping. It's like an amazing area. I recommend like go to the show, go get drinks, go to dinner afterwards, and you will have an amazing night.
All right, just don't name the restaurant you want people to go to, okay?
Don't name the restaurant. No. You almost can't do wrong. I mean, it's like
I'm just,
New York City.
I know. I'm just teasing you, man. Don't worry about it. All right, John, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. Unfortunately, we do have to move on because the show is about they're going to drag me out of the studio right now, okay?
So. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your ongoing support of theater in Los Angeles. It means a lot to us. We are paying attention, so thank you so much
All right.
for doing that.
Sure, John. Take care now.
Have a great night. Bye.
You too. All right, you've just been listening to a conversation with John Polano, who is the author of the play Rules of Seconds at LATC, the Los Angeles Theater Center. Now, I want to make